Today's scripture reading is Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. The believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the community, to their shared meals, and to their prayers. A sense of awe came over everyone. God performed many wonders and signs through the apostles. All the believers were united and shared everything. They would sell pieces of property and possessions and distribute the proceeds to everyone who needed them. Every day they met together in the temple and ate in their homes. They shared food with gladness and simplicity. They praised God and demonstrated God's goodness to everyone. The Lord added daily to the community those who were being saved. The word of God to the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. And good morning to those gathered with us online now or a little bit later today or this week. I'm Kathy Stone. My pronouns are she and her, and I am grateful to serve as one of your pastors here at First Church. Whether you are here with us in person or online, we are glad to be together for this time to worship God. One of the most vivid memories I have from travels with my family is when I was a young teen and we went on a snorkeling adventure during a trip to the Caribbean. It was near a coral reef and we had crackers to feed the magnificent schools of fish swimming alongside of us. I don't think they let you do that anymore, but back then you could. It was really cool. And I just remember so clearly a sense of awe and amazement. Have you ever floated above or near a coral reef in person? Or maybe through a picture like Miss Laura had this morning, or a documentary? The colors, the movement, the abundant life, every part of it just seems to pulse together. And here's the thing, a coral reef doesn't just exist for itself. It sustains entire ecosystems, fish, plants, and even distant, far-off shores depend on its life. That's a pretty good picture of what church is meant to be. When God gathers us together, our faith community becomes a shelter, a refuge, a source of life, not just for us, but for our neighbors and for the world. Today's scripture reading is a conclusion to the story of the first Pentecost. If you go back to the beginning of this chapter, you'd recognize the story. See if these words are familiar. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. You recognize these words? Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. And then it goes on with Peter delivering his first sermon. It's the first Christian sermon. We celebrate Pentecost each spring, 50 days after Easter, and it's often referred to as the birthday of the church. So today's reading moves us forward, completes this story by describing the life led by those who came to believe on that first Pentecost. These early believers didn't get together and form a club. They formed a living, spirit-filled community. They became a source of life for others. The reef doesn't hoard its beauty, it releases it into the sea. The same is true for us when God's Spirit takes root in us. Today's scripture gives us a glimpse into the early days of the Christian movement, which continues in and through us this very day. They were nourished and anchored in God. It says the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the community, to their shared meals, and to their prayers. Before the early church did anything else, they gathered. They devoted themselves. They showed up, prayed, learned, ate, listened. In the classic tale, Watership Down, a group of rabbits flee their warren and find themselves on a dangerous journey to find a new home. The rabbits survive because they remember who they are through story. Whenever they are confronted by a challenge, they stop and they retell the tales of their folk hero, the clever, brave rabbit who embodies their values. Those stories didn't just entertain them, they steady them. They remind them of their identity and give them courage to face the next danger. Story becomes nourishment. It is how they stay alive in spirit and in hope. The same is true for us. Like the earliest of Christians, we gather week after week in worship in small groups to hear, to retell the stories of our faith. We listen to how God has moved through the generations, through people just like us who have faced hardship and fear and still found hope. The stories of Scripture, of Jesus' life and love, become both our memory and a map, the way forward. When we gather, we also gather at this table, the table where story becomes tangible. In Holy Communion, we take in bread and cup, reminders of God's presence and grace. Around this table, we are refilled, body, mind, and spirit. And then, nourished by story and table, we go out into the world again, into our workplaces, schools, neighborhoods, to live as people shaped by God's love. We pour out compassion, justice, and mercy, knowing that the life we share right here gives us strength to face whatever challenges await out there. And when we grow weary, which we all do, when the week has drained us, or just when the world feels heavy, we come back. We gather around word and table, around community and story. We come together, we come to God to be refilled, so that we can once again go out to be light and love in the world. It's like the coral anchored to rock. Their strength comes from connection. Without that anchoring, the reef can't grow. Without connection to God, we can't thrive. This is where transformation happens, in presence, in practice, in prayer. We name it each time we gather at the table, when we come for communion, and then after receiving, we have a prayer. These words hopefully will be familiar. If they are and you know them, say some of them with me. We say, send us out to live as changed people because we have shared the living bread and cannot remain the same. Ask much of us, expect much from us, enable much by us, encourage many through us. We are changed when we connect with God. And in a world that pulls in a thousand different directions, being rooted in God's love grounds us in what truly matters. In that early Christian community, there was interdependence and generosity. It says all the believers were united and shared everything. They would sell pieces of property and possessions and distribute the proceeds to everyone who needed them. This is the heartbeat of the reef. Each part sustains the other. Each person brings what they have so that no one is left out. Marine biologists tell us that coral and fish depend on each other. One cleans, one shelters, one feeds, one filters. It's mutual thriving. That's what God designed the church to be, a living system of care and compassion. You can see it being lived out ways right here at the Feed My People breakfast, where breakfast turns into friendship, or during At the Well when a shower becomes a moment of restoration and belonging. You can see it in casseroles delivered to new parents and in the quiet prayers offered when someone loses a loved one. You can see it when someone brings socks for unhoused neighbors, delivers a prayer shawl to someone who is sick, sits beside a friend in grief, or simply listens when another needs to be heard. Each act nourishes something larger than we can see. That's how the Spirit works, through ordinary love multiplied in community. When one person offers kindness, another might find strength. When one part of the body heals, the whole body feels it. That's what happens when we do life together. We strengthen the connections of love that God has created among us. But here's just what excites me. This kind of love can't stay contained. Healthy community always reaches out beyond itself. When we care for one another, that care doesn't stop here. It ripples outward. Hope spreads. Lives are changed. The circle draws wider and wider. When the Spirit is moving, love cannot help but spill over. The kindness practiced in worship becomes compassion at the grocery store. The patience learned in small groups shows up in the classroom or at work or sitting in traffic on Mopac. The peace found in prayer steadies us when the world feels unsteady. This is how faith grows, quietly, through daily acts of goodness and grace, the giving, the receiving, the giving and receiving, every prayer whispered, every meal shared, every offering of time or presence. We may not always see where the ripples go, but the Spirit carries them farther than we could ever imagine, touching hearts, changing lives. And this is the beautiful rhythm of faith. God gathers us in, fills us, and sends us out. Then, when we return tired, hopeful, sometimes empty, we are gathered and filled again. Over and over again, the Spirit moves in this pattern, gathering, nourishing, and sending. It's how the church lives and grows, like a coral reef. It's how God shapes us, one moment of grace at a time. We are not called to stay still and safe, but to grow outward, to let what begins here in worship flow out into the streets, into schools, our homes, shelters in the city. Through us, God is still creating, healing, still bringing new life. So may we go from this place ready to let our lives ripple outward, to carry the story, the love, and the hope of Christ into every corner of the ocean God loves. Amen.